Welcome to WBOI Presents. I'm WBOI intern Brittany Smith. Our first story comes from WBOI's own Ben Klemmer, and he was introduced by Ben Larson. Thank you for listening.
He is the man at the side of the stage who records all of our shows, and he's finally thrown his hat in the ring to get up here and tell a story. Please welcome WBOI's Ben Klemmer.
Good evening. At the beginning of this past July, my wife Melissa and I moved into our first house. And it was sometime between mowing our lawn for the first time and having our relationship survive the assembly of a bookcase headboard that I had some song lyrics get stuck in my head. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get there? And as I thought about this question, I realized, okay, I might have something to offer the trapdoor folks. To answer the question posed by the talking heads, we have to go back a decade and some change to my fourth grade year. I was a student at Queen of Angels over on West State Boulevard, and for the first for the first 5 years, it was wonderful. We didn't live that far away from it. My grandparents lived two houses away, so there was many an after-school afternoon spent at Grandma and Grandpa's. I had a close group of really good friends, and I also, the make or break of the whole situation, I had five really good teachers from preschool up through third grade. It was an ideal start for a youngster at a Catholic school in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then I got to my fourth grade year, and I had a teacher who probably should have retired a decade before she saw my class. Things were not particularly well organized. Do an assignment, then the teacher lose the assignment and give you the same assignment again to redo. No discipline whatsoever, so you could basically get away with anything, and every one of us figured that out after about a month. And it didn't take long for my parents to realize, okay, something's wrong here. I'd get picked up after a day at school and answer the question, oh, how was your day? Fine. The answer was fine more often than it wasn't. And then on top of that, I started taking sick days because it was honestly better to fake an illness, go through an entire day of doing essentially nothing, get my schoolwork that evening to do for the following day if I felt better. But those sick days did help to move the process along a bit. My mom went in one day to collect my books and my assignments materials from the class. She got to the classroom and found things in total chaos. It was loud, it was obnoxious, and as my mom went into the room, she went, hey, quiet down. The teacher will be back soon. Then she hears from the corner of the class, oh, I'm here, Mrs. Klemmer. Okay, we might have a problem. On another one of those visits to collect my homework from a sick day, my mom was at my desk collecting things, and a young gentleman in my class by the name of Nick went up to the teacher at her desk and proceeded to say, my dad says you have your head stuck up your butt. At which point my mom was contemplating three things. One, that kid just said that to the teacher's face. Two, the teacher is doing nothing in response to that in the way of discipline. And three, Nick's dad might have a point. So we are now looking for a new school. I don't think my parents necessarily knew where they wanted to send me until one morning my mom went out into the kitchen for breakfast. My brother was already there reading the newspaper, and this wasn't the Today's Catholic, local Catholic paper. It was the Journal Gazette, and there was an article about a woman named Rosie Munson who retired from St. Vincent de Paul on Wallen Road in 2012 to much fanfare. She was not the principal. She was not a teacher. She ran the cafeteria. And there was an article about her because the food that she and her staff prepared for the students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul was amazing, including cinnamon rolls as big as okay, well, grade school students, bigger than your head, and making 800 of them starting at like 3 in the morning for all the students and teachers at St. Vincent de Paul. She also bore a more than passing resemblance to my mom's mom, my grandmother that I never got to meet. And so, for my mom, that was a sign. Let's reach out to St. Vincent. If you want your child to attend St. Vincent de Paul, you might want to register when you take a positive pregnancy test. There was no room for me to switch midway through the fourth grade year to go over to St. Vincent. So that opportunity at least was going to be closed to me for a while. Come the second semester, late January, my parents got a call. There was going to be a spot opening up, not one but two. A couple of twin brothers were going to be leaving for a school in another city, and there would be an opening for me, providing I did well in an interview with the principal. They wanted to make sure I wasn't going to go be someone who was going from causing problems at one school to causing problems at another. So my parents and I got a tour from Mrs. Guffey, and I got to see the school, and then she sat down with me for an interview, asked about my family, my friends, my interests, my hobbies, which then did include doing voice impressions, perhaps something like Batman, which today this is still an interest of mine. Of course, now it's more NPR voices. I'm Jack Spear in Washington. I'm Robert Siegel. You get the idea. Though then it was more Batman and cartoon characters of the like. It was also something her son greatly enjoyed doing, and so like that, I had passed the interview. The only remaining hurdle was a financial one. It was going to cost a not insignificant amount of money for my parents to pay to send me to St. Vincent, even midway through a school year. And part of what made this period of my mom's life difficult, on top of me having issues in school, was the passing of her Uncle Frank. They were really close, and when he passed away, he left the same amount of money to all of his nieces and nephews, and there were many, and the amount was almost exactly the difference to pay my way into St. Vincent. And so, I switched schools in February of 2005, and it was traumatizing for about a month. I had to say goodbye to all of my friends. I came to a school where I knew absolutely no one. I was woefully behind after how things had been going in the fourth grade situation I had just left. And I also went from a class of 25 in one grade to what was ultimately going to be a graduating class of close to 100. St. Vincent is significantly larger than Queen of Angels. After about a month, I managed to catch up. I made several friends, and as time went on at St. Vincent, I had opportunities that I would not have gotten if I had stayed at Queen of Angels. One of them was called The Morning Show. It was a broadcast school-wide once a week where a group of students with a faculty advisor who taught computers would broadcast to every classroom. I imagine if I was to look back at some of the tape from The Morning Show now, I would cringe in horror between the combination of some of the ridiculous story ideas we came up with and the fact that our voices were just starting to change. Bad combination. Bad combination. But the faculty advisor planted a seed. She told me that I had a knack for hosting, which gave me the confidence when I got to high school at Bishop Dwenger to try out for the speech team. And speech was something that I fell in love with in high school. And I competed in discussion, and my secondary event was radio broadcasting. Again, easy to see now where that was going. But of course, in high school, I had to figure out what most high school students had to figure out. Where am I going to go to college? And halfway through high school, I had no idea. I should preface this with, my family is a St. Francis family. My dad went there, my brother went there, my sister went there studying pre-pharmacy, English, and nursing, respectfully. Which, that's great. I like St. Francis from what I had seen. I was familiar with it, but there needs to be a program for me. My brother-in-law also went to St. Francis, and he graduated from the School of Creative Arts, and as a result of that, got a mailing from them telling him about the music technology program. Now, my interests in high school did include English and writing for the school paper and, of course, speech team, but I was also a self-taught bass guitarist and played the drums and was recording songs in my basement. Again, might cringe a bit if I went back and listened to some of the things I recorded in those days. But okay, here's a program I might be interested in, and it was a perfect fit. Fast forwarding a bit, by junior year of college, I had figured a lot of things out. In terms of employment, I was actually the assistant coach of the speech team at Bishop Dwenger. I wanted to come back and help the students that were there after me do an even better job than I had done. I was also working as an English and writing tutor at the university. Both of these jobs were moving on from the job I worked in high school as a golf caddy, where I got good at two things, carrying a golf bag and lying. Excellent shot, sir. And I was also trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to apply this degree in music technology? I realized, to my horror, I was a music tech major who didn't really want to work with music. I enjoyed post-production audio for film and video games and other media. I enjoyed voiceover and other elements of production, but I was still trying to figure out, okay, where am I going to apply this? During the incredibly hectic fall of my junior year, I also took a sociology class. Sociology of Marriage and Family. And during that class, we had a project that was called Bring Back the Dates. The students in the class were asked to go on a traditional date with somebody and report the findings back to the class. Yeah, that project was shut down by the administration within a month of the semester. You cannot force students to go on dates. However, a friend in my class named Katie told me after we had gotten that assignment that if I was to ask out a mutual friend of ours named Melissa, Melissa was likely to say yes. And I did wind up asking out Melissa. And she did say yes. And we went on a date. And then several more after that, and we're together through to the end of that semester. At the end of junior year, Melissa graduated with her degree in psychology. I still had one more year left for music tech. Melissa went on to grad school in clinical mental health counseling, a degree she completed this past May, by the way. And I was looking at a potential new job. I had just finished the block of audio classes at St. Francis and realized, okay, I now know as much about the production tools I use to record these storytelling showcases times 1,000 as I'm going to know. Might be time to try to get my foot in the door at Sweetwater Sound. I took the gear test, reached out to an HR rep that I knew to get my foot in the door, and that May, I started as a sales engineer in the retail store at Sweetwater. And it was awesome. I was part of a great sales team. We set several records when I was there, records that I'm sure have been broken long since. I was in the midst of more gear than I could ever hope to be surrounded by as a musician. It's basically Mecca. It was just unbelievable. Plus, 3 months into working there, I got my employee discounts. And I was very bad at ignoring my self-indulgent tendencies. It was great. So senior year, I am balancing being a full-time student, being a sales engineer at Sweetwater, coaching speech team throughout part of the week and going to tournaments on the weekends, and just trying to keep my head above water. So struggling with that, I realized, oh, I still need an internship to finish my degree, and there's one more semester left if I'm going to graduate in 4 years. So I reached out to an organization that I had taken a tour of with one of my communication classes called 89.1 WBOI. I got my foot in the door as an intern after the tour, and 2 months later, they hired me as a host and production assistant part-time as the programming director and my supervisor was going to be taking maternity leave. It became very clear at that point, I've got a decision to make. This is way too much to balance. I feel like I'm drowning. I don't want to give up speech team. I still love it, but something's got to give here. And so I was weighing, this radio thing's pretty cool. I could see myself having a place here versus this team that I'm already really tight with in the store at Sweetwater, and that employee discount is amazing. I agonized over this for about a month, and then I got some advice from one of my professors at St. Francis, Jane Martin, who simply told me, go with the job that gives you the future you want. And so, not long after that, I put in my 2 weeks notice at Sweetwater. Okay, backing up. I put together a quote of everything I thought I was going to need or would need in the future on one massive invoice to then use my employee discount one final time before then putting in my 2 weeks notice. Using some of that tonight. And so I was at WBOI as I was getting to the end of my senior semester. I graduated in May. 4 days later, I committed fully to Melissa. I asked her to marry me, and not long after that, we started planning our wedding, and I realized, okay, I need to fully commit to one, this, and two, BOI. So I did finally walk away as the assistant coach of the speech team at Bishop Dwenger. And after our wedding last year, we started house shopping. And that's how I wound up in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, asking myself, how did I get here? Thank you.